So free-range chickens are chickens that are not in a chicken coop.
Right, and they don't get fed steroids. They don't get fed a lot of crap. They're basically, they throw the food out there on the ground and let them go pick at it like normal chickens.
Yeah, there's a house over on the way to work, to Corn Country, that I'm like, oh my God, there's... The birds just run, and the goats, and it's just like that's their backyard.
Mm. There is a fence around them, though,
right? Yeah, yeah. But I way out west, when I was doing that long route, there were chickens that I had to stop for because they were out in the street.
You know how they got out there? People don't know it. Chickens don't fly, but if they get a good run and they're scared of something, they can actually vault over a fence. They can actually fly.
But there was no fence to this house. They just...
Yeah, well.
And it's like they gathered them up or something, and I don't know. But they were always out there.
Yeah, they've got names and...
So they don't eat them.
They do eat them, but not very often, because they want the eggs.
Oh. So and it's less stress on the chicken.
Yeah, whole lot less stress.
So it's all just natural.
Yeah.
Free-range chicken... Free-range children. Same thing. Roman meal, hot dog bun. Same thing. No, it's... the whole thing with the free-range children, and like you said, it was old school. And I think it's... We were raised... that, yeah, you can go outside, you can, you know, go explore, you can do this, and...
Just let somebody know where you're headed.
Yeah. I'm sure they knew that they were at the park.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, too.
But just imagine, had somebody come along and seen our kids, because the block is how many, or the park is how many blocks away? Three? No, three? Two and a half? And they were there, what, hours?
Sometimes, yeah.
But they never took their bikes down there. Mm-mm. Because I told them if you leave your bike, you know...
You could lose it.
Yeah. And so they would walk. Or then they would go to the school playground. But they always would tell us, we're going this park or that park.
You know, the other strange thing is, neither of those children had a goddamn cell phone in their hand.
That's what I was thinking, too. But that's old school.
Yeah.
I'm impressed if they didn't.
What do you need one for? But, yeah.
In emergencies. Because eventually we got, you know, the kids one, two for emergencies. And then they, you know, started with the whole texting thing.
Yeah, they couldn't stop that nonsense.
But I can see where you don't want to restrict your children and terrorize them. And you want to raise street smart kids, I guess. But they seem to be doing it more a la naturelle kind of thing, you know, where everything... I could almost imagine they would have gluten-free food and they'd be, you know... it would be as natural as possible. And I wonder then if they're homeschooled or they... No. No, I don't think they are.
No, they weren't.
And I think that... that's a good thing, though. I don't like homeschooling children.
I don't mind it, but the problem then becomes there's no interaction with other people and they're not socialized in the same respect that everyone else is.
Yeah.
And then you end up with children in a box that grow up as adults that are not socialized.
Maladjusted.
Maladjusted, have problems.
Yeah. And, yeah, I don't believe in the homeschooling thing. I really don't. I think if you were in the city, in the core city, I would be kind of hesitant to raise children free range, or there's no way you could do homeschooling.
I didn't mind the kids going down to the park when they got older, but when you're six, you know, four and six and whatever.
No, that's too young. By yourself, to me, that's too young. But it, and it's the same old thing as what, how old is, you know,
when is old enough?
Yeah, and what our state said, as long as they can call, dial 911 and make themselves a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, but there's 3-year-olds that know how to do that.
That's true.